The fire of your coming, the glory of your presence will shake the earth, and every heart will know you are Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, the God of Israel. Shalom and welcome to Heart of Messiah radio broadcast. My name is Steve Weiler and I'm the lead rabbi of Sheresh David Messianic Synagogues. Currently we're serving in Wesley Chapel, St. Pete, South Bay near Riverview and Tampa. We welcome all visitors as we desire to see those who are Jewish and not Jewish worshiping together in unity. We're honored to serve the listening audience of AM 570 WTBN and 910 WTWD, Tampa Bay's Faith Talk. Shalom. As we begin this new year, let us start with prayer as we seek God for great, amazing miracles and just the building of our faith in Yeshua. Amen. Lord, we thank you and praise you. Avinu Malkeinu, you are our God and you are our King. And so we declare our love to you. We dedicate our lives to you. Our heart is with you, Lord. And Father, I just pray that this would be a year of increasing our faith dramatically as we see your word is true and the miracles unfold, that we would have greater and greater faith and that we would get closer and closer to you and that you would be our all in all. You would be everything to us. So, Lord, I pray that this be a great message that would strengthen people and touch their hearts. We thank you and praise you in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Well, okay. Before we get into the teaching, which is a continuation from last week on faith and miracles, let me just say that if you have faith, you probably would like to share it. And we have an opportunity for you to join us on Saturday, the 18th. So that's next Saturday. We'll be sharing our faith at the Gasparilla Family Parade. It starts at 3:30. If you'd like to join us, you can meet us at 3 p.m. And that would be at our Sheresh David Synagogue in South Tampa. If you call Karen at 813-831-5673, she will give you the particulars. We really do love when people want to share their faith. And so we go each year to Gasparilla to do this. And we hope you'll join us. The following Saturday is a little more difficult, but still a good time. That's the Gasparilla Pirate Parade, which unfortunately a number of people are usually inebriated. But we're still out there. That one starts earlier, I believe at 2 p.m., and we're out there sharing our faith. And so, again, we'd love for you to join us. It would be great. It's a new year. I'm sure we are all praying that 2020, the year and the decade, will be the best ever for ourselves, our family, and our country. And I would just mention to you, we would love to see you come and bring your Jewish friends to our services. We have a number of different congregations in St. Pete and Wesley Chapel and South Tampa, Riverview. And we have the Spanish one in Tampa as well, South Tampa. So if you call Karen at 813-831-5673, she can give you the information or go to our website, ShereshDavid.org. Also, if the new year has been good to you and you would like to help us out with finances as
Obviously, this program is not free. We would love to be encouraged by you that you enjoy this program. So please, again, call Karen. Well, look, I believe this is a great time as we start this new year and this new decade to look at ourselves and see what God would like us to change in our lives. As I thought about it for my life, and I mentioned this last week, I prayed about what God wanted from me. And I really sensed that he was saying to me that if I would work on greater faith, then he would pour out miracles in my life, in the congregation's life, and in the people I know. And I'll tell you, with all the people right now who are seriously ill, I would love to see some miracles. You know what I mean? We just have some friends in really difficult situations. But I really believe that God is the God of miracles. And as I raise my faith, I strengthen my faith, he will do amazing things. But I want to see God do miracles not only in the area of health, but also emotionally and in relationships and in finances and in all sorts of jobs situations and all of these things. However, as I mentioned last week, we have to be ready for a spiritual battle. As soon as I sensed that God wanted me to focus on faith and miracles, as I mentioned last week, it seemed like all hell broke loose. But all the more reason I believe that what I heard from the Lord is correct. So I'd like to pick up where we left off last week and just explain to you one of the things I'm dealing with that I struggle with, and maybe you'll relate to it. So I'm looking ahead and asking God to strengthen my faith and giving me ways to strengthen my faith. And I keep reading Mark 11, 22 to 24, and I'm praying that this is going to be a reality in my life. In fact, every day now, I am praying this scripture, and I'll explain what I mean by that in a moment, but here's what it says. And Yeshua answered, saying to them, "Have faith in God. Amen, I tell you, if someone says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but trusts that what he says is happening, so shall it be for him. For this reason, I say to you, whatever you pray and ask, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." So, honestly, I'm not sure really how this plays out. I've certainly prayed for things I thought with great faith, and it seemed like they haven't been answered. I do know it is a directive from God to have faith and to believe that I'm going to receive what I've asked for, and it will happen. That's what God says in his word. And you might have a lot of questions about this verse because, again, you might not have seen your prayers answered yet. One thing I've learned in my life with the Lord, that I must be obedient and leave the rest to him. I know that he is sovereign. I understand that. So what I have to do is be obedient. What does it mean to be obedient in this area? Is pray with faith, believing, as it says here, pray and ask, believe that I have received it and it will be mine. Now, I'm just going to tell you that I haven't seen this a lot. I've seen it certainly a fair amount, but not a lot. And I want to see this, and I believe that God is challenging me to strengthen my faith, but first he's challenging me to be obedient and not get discouraged and not stop from believing that this scripture is true, because we know that, first of all things are possible through him, and we know that the word is true. So faith is about being obedient regardless of the outcome or what we think is the outcome. Faith is the knowledge that the outcome is from God, and God is good, and so I must trust him, right? Now, God sometimes gives us the simplest things to do, yet they are so hard. And I want to point this out as we look at Proverbs 3, 3 through 10. This is simple scripture. It's easy to understand, but you cannot do these things unless you have faith. And so let's look at this. Proverbs 3:3 says, let kindness and truth never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will gain favor and a good name in the eyes of God and man. So the thing that it's saying is kindness should be all the time. I should be kind all the time. It's simple, just it's difficult, right? And truth, I should always be truthful. And again, I don't need an interpretation of what this means. I know what it means. The question is, can I do it? Right? Well, what about those small little exaggerations? And, you know, we can play with it all we want, right? But we've got to follow Scripture. And so if we have faith, we are going to follow Scripture. And the more we are involved in Scripture, the greater our faith. Verse 5, trust in Adonai with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He'll make your path straight. So again, simple, but leaning not on my own understanding. How do I do that? I mean, that's why I have common sense, right? To lean on it, but God is saying, no, trust him instead of my common sense. And I need to acknowledge him in every area of my life. So whatever is going on, I should acknowledge him. Wow. And then it says in verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Adonai and turn from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. In other words, we shouldn't be arrogant. We should fear God and turn from evil. And obviously, this kind of fearing God is a positive fear of God. It's not one where we're so scared that we're trembling, but it's the fear of God, which is awe and respect, and that we wouldn't want to do anything that was not of God. And finally, in verse 9, it says, honor Adonai with your wealth and with your first of your entire harvest. Then your barns will be filled with plenty. Your vats will overflow with new wine, which means that we are to tithe to the Lord at the very least and understand that our money, our finances, our wealth is really his. And he's the one who makes it possible. So all of these things are a result of faith. In fact, great faith. I mean, just as an example, when we tithe because we believe that this is what God wants us to do. We need to have faith in God, faith in his scripture, and that's why we tithe. So realistically, how am I going to deal with Mark 11, 22 to 24? Well, I'm going to seek to follow my own advice. I'm going to seek to do what I've done in past years about other issues where I've struggled. Okay? I'm going to believe that faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word of God, right? I will try and pray the Scripture every day in the belief that God will grant me the kind of faith that can move mountains. I haven't done this on the radio for a while, so in order for you to follow me, it would be best if you turned in your Bible to Mark 11, 22 to 24. Okay, this is Mark 11, 22 to 24. So while people are getting their Bibles, let me explain a bit of how I pray Scripture. What is that which I'm about to do. As I read the scripture, I come upon key words or phrases that I stop and focus on so that they go deep into my spirit. I might repeat the words or phrases or come up with synonyms. I might think of corresponding scriptures or ideas, but whatever I'm doing, I pray that it will be spirit-led. So the purpose of this is not to tell you to pray the scripture, but rather to demonstrate how I pray scripture in hopes that it will give you a glimpse of what possibly you could do as well. Let's begin. And Yeshua is God. So this is God speaking. Yeshua answered, saying to them, Yeshua is my Lord, and he is explaining. So this is Yeshua speaking. He says, have faith in God. Lord, I just pray right now that I would have the kind of faith that Yeshua would want me to have. Amen, it says, I tell you, if someone says to this mountain, and Lord, I know that you spoke and the world came into existence, and sometimes I speak and there are good things that happen and sometimes they're bad, but Lord, I know that speaking has power. So you have commanded us to say to the mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea. Amen. And do not doubt in your heart. So, Lord, I pray that you will take all of the doubt that I have in my heart, and I bind it up and cast it away into the sea before even the mountain goes. I want all doubt gone from my heart. And I pray this in the name of Yeshua. And then it says, trust that what he says is happening, meaning me, trust that what I say is actually happening because of the faith that I have. So, Lord, I pray that as I pray in faith, that I will trust you that this is actually happening. And then you said, so shall it be for him. And so I believe that you are saying that as I trust you fully, you will have made this happen. And then, Lord, you repeat it again, and you say, for this reason I say to you, whatever you pray and ask, believe you have received it. So, Lord, I am praying and asking for greater faith, and I'm believing that I have received it, and it will be mine, as your scripture says. So, Lord, I am coming to you believing and having faith that I have received greater faith, and that each day I pray this prayer and this scripture, that my faith will increase, and I will be able to literally pick up those mountains and throw them into the sea, whether they're cancer or whether they're other sicknesses, infections, and Lord, I just pray that as I pray over people, as I pray over myself, as I pray over my wife, as I pray over people, my faith will be so great that I will sense that I've received what I've asked for, and you have said it will be yours. So, Lord, I just thank you and praise you and worship you for this. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Okay, so you get the idea. I'll seek to do this daily until God makes this verse a reality in my life. Remember, we know the scripture in Isaiah 55, we talked about it last week, that God's word will succeed in what he intends it to do. And he has said that I am to have greater faith so that I can move mountains. And so I'm believing that. And after all these years of walking with the Lord, this verse is one that I'm asking the Lord to become real in my life. I'm asking God to make me that person that he is talking about in this scripture. Now, I don't know how long I'm going to have to pray this verse in order for God's word to succeed in me. I guess I'm fairly tough for God. I don't know. But currently, I'm prepared to pray this each day until the year ends. So, and if I haven't seen results that I'm hoping to see by that time, I'm praying that I'll have the guts and the strength and everything else I need to continue. Now, I challenge you to do the same thing, to take this scripture and pray it each and every day, and just watch your faith grow and see the miracles that God wants to do for you and around you and through you, because it's his authority. It's the authority of Yeshua. He said that we are to go to the world and share the good news and make disciples. And so we have to have greater and greater faith. Amen. So I won't tell you all my personal prayers because they're personal, but my prayers that require this mountain to be moved revolve around salvation. I want to see family and friends to know the Lord, a Jewish people saved, plus everybody else. And also, I want to see them have a relationship with God, not just to know him, know the Lord in their head, but that there's a real relationship. And then I want to see people healthy and safe. And so I pray for my family and my friends and so many people that these sicknesses, whether they're physical or emotional, will be gone in the name of Yeshua. And I pray for finances and jobs and relationship between people. There's so many marriages that are struggling, and it hurts me so bad to see this, and relatives and friends and congregants and people who are not willing to forgive others. How can this be for believers? And then, of course, I pray for Israel and the United States for revival, morality, civility, unity, and a lot more. And not only that, I want to see that we are safe in this struggle with Iran and the people in the Middle East, but also Korea. And look, there's a lot to pray for, and we should be praying for our president with faith every day, because God says to pray for people who are in authority over us. Well, I'm going to continue this next week. Believe it or not, I've run out of time. I do like you to call us if you want to, if you would like to share your faith with us at the two Gasparilla parades. Call Karen at 813-831-5673. We'll give you the details of where to be and when to be, and get up maybe a 5 or 10 minutes of training beforehand. If you've never done this before, it'll be great for you. Please call Karen at 813-831-5673. I would just mention to you that if there is some way that you feel comfortable giving us a gift at the beginning of the year, it would really help. So at this time, I would just mention that all of us need to have our faith grow. And our desire to have a heart like the heart of Messiah. So let's close in prayer.
Abba, Father, teach us your ways so that our hearts would be hearts of flesh and not of stone. May our words and actions always reflect the heart of Messiah, so that everyone who meets us will know that Yeshua is our Messiah and King.
You are Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, the God of Israel.